Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we tell about a new children's book on Charles Darwin and his famous theory. Answer a question from Burma about America's greatest presidents, and listen to wild and fun music from pop performer Lady Gaga. Many people enjoy an adventure story. Others like mysteries that lead the reader to an exciting discovery. The story of the young British naturalist Charles Darwin combines both of these. That is why author and illustrator Rosalind Shanzer chose to write the children's book, What Darwin Saw, The Journey That Changed the World. The National Geographic Society published her book just in time for the 200th anniversary of Charles Darwin's birth on February 12, 1809. Steve Ember has more.
What Darwin Saw is written in graphic novel form. That means it tells its story through pictures as well as words. Rosalind Shanzer carefully gathered Darwin's thoughts and observations from his diaries, letters, and books. Many of the words in the book are Darwin's own. Ms. Shanzer also traveled to the Galapagos Islands and South America. She researched some of the places Darwin visited on his trip on the ship HMS Beagle in the 1830s. She took thousands of pictures. These helped her create the book's beautiful and colorful drawings. These pictures show young readers what led Darwin to form his great discovery, the evolution of species through natural selection. What Darwin Saw tells of the adventures of a young man who travels around the world as a ship's scientist. Gone is the popular image of Charles Darwin as an old man with a long white beard. Rosalind Shanzer shows readers the young man who was only 22 years old when he left Plymouth, England, in 1831.
He was young, and I had a very good time drawing his picture because I used a lot of reference material that were paintings made of him at different times in his life.
Ms. Shanzer's pictures of Darwin capture the energy and excitement that she sensed in his early writings.
During the voyage, he was considered to be the most energetic person on the whole ship, the Beagle. And he would have looked great and been all tan and with sun-bleached maybe hair. And so I was able to take the pictures, combine them, and draw him the way I think he might really possibly have looked on that trip.
The voyage of the Beagle took Charles Darwin to South America. There, he rode horses with cowboys and met native people in Argentina. He reported the eruption of the Osorno volcano and experienced an earthquake in Chile. Darwin's observations showed him that environments can change a little very quickly and a great deal over time. But Darwin's story is also a mystery. Rosalind Shanzer brings to life the clues that suggested to Darwin that living things evolve or change over time. She illustrates the unusual tortoises, birds, and lizards that Darwin studied in the Galapagos Islands. She shows how Darwin came to understand that these island animals had differences developed over time that helped them survive. And she explains the theory of evolution through natural selection in a way that both children and adults will enjoy.
Our listener question this week comes from Burma. Jaw Du wants to know who the greatest American president was and how he improved the country. Recently, the television cable network C-SPAN carried out its second study about the greatest American presidents. 65 presidential historians judged the past 42 American leaders based on 10 qualities of leadership. The qualities were public persuasion, crisis leadership, economic management, moral leadership, and international relations. The historians also looked at administrative ability, relations with Congress, goal setting, and the pursuit of equal justice for all. Finally, the experts considered performance based on the historical period in which the president lived. The historians chose Abraham Lincoln as America's greatest president. He had also been named best president in a similar study in 2000. Abraham Lincoln was the only president in American history to lead the nation during a civil war in the 1860s. He united the nation. And he took the first steps that destroyed the institution of slavery in America. Edna Medford is a professor of history at Howard University in Washington, D.C. She was an advisor on this study and the earlier one. She says Abraham Lincoln is seen to represent the values that the nation most honors, like truthfulness, moderation, and respect for human rights. The historians named America's first president, George Washington, as second on the list of greatest presidents. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, and Harry Truman are next in that order. John F. Kennedy, the country's first Roman Catholic president, is sixth on the list. Like Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy was murdered while in office. Among recent presidents, Ronald Reagan was named the 10th best president. Bill Clinton was rated 15th. And the historians rated former President George W. Bush as number 36. His father, George H.W. Bush, did much better. He was rated at number 18. Lady Gaga makes music that makes you want to dance. Her performances combine rock, dance, theater, and wild clothes. She says that when she discovered the songs of British pop stars David Bowie and Queen, she realized these different things could go together. The 22-year-old performer says her album, The Fame, is about how anyone can feel famous and all people are invited to the party.
She
Barbara Klein has more.
A red wine.
Was the hit song Just Dance from Lady Gaga's first album, The Fame. It gives a good example of her energetic electronic sound. Lady Gaga's real name is Joanne Stefani Germanotta. The idea for her stage name came from Queen's song, Radio Gaga. Germanotta was born in Yonkers, New York, and grew up in New York City. She taught herself to play the piano at the age of 4. By the age of 14, she was performing at clubs in New York. When she was 17, she was accepted into the music program at New York University. Here is the song, Brown Eyes.
In your brown eyes, walked away. In your brown eyes, couldn't stay. In your brown eyes, you watch her go.
Lady Gaga is known for her wild and creative makeup and clothing. Sometimes she makes the clothing she wears, but she usually does not wear very much clothing. Lady Gaga wrote all of the music on her album and plays some of the instruments. She says her goal as an artist is to present a pop record to the world in a very interesting way. We leave you with Boys, Boys, Boys.
Hey, the sugar baby, saw you twice at the pop show. You taste just like glitter mixed with rock and roll.
I like you a lot, lot, think you're really hot, hot.
Know you think you're special when we dance real crazy. Glamophonic, electronic, disco baby.
I like you a lot, lot, all we want is hot, hot.
Boys, boys, boys.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Dimange, Katie Weaver, and Mario Ritter, who was also the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Boys, boys, boys,
we like boys and cars.
Boys, boys, boys,
buy us drinks and bars.
Boys, boys, boys,
we're the greatest and now
we're boys, boys, boys.
We love them,
we love them.
Boys, boys, boys,
we like boys and cars.
Boys, boys, boys,
buy us drinks and bars.
Boys, boys, boys,
we're the greatest and now
we're
boys. get lost in your Ferrari. Not psychotic or dramatic. I like boys and that is that. It's love.